My name is Kiana Beasley. I'm 17 years old. Today is Monday, January 18th, 2021. And I'm speaking with Tim, who is my grandpa. We're recording this interview in Mesquite, Texas. So the first question is, are you afraid of dying?
No.
No? Why?
Because when I die, I know I got a better place to go to.
Okay. How do you imagine your death?
Hopefully peaceful. I mean, we don't know how we're going to die, but we would hope it would be peaceful in our sleep or something like that.
Why do you imagine it that way?
Because I try to live a good life, and I would hope I would go out easy.
When you die, how do you want to be remembered?
For the good things I did, the things that I helped people and try to achieve and leave my legacy.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, like if I see a person on the road and I think they need help, I stop. If I try to teach my kids and grandkids the same thing, to help others in need, and then if you do that, then they're going to say, oh yeah, he always helps somebody without asking.
So, do you think about dying, and how does it make you feel?
No, I don't think about dying because I have so much to live for. I don't want to die yet because I still think I'm young, even though I'm feeling old. But I want to see my grandkids achieve stuff, and that's why I want to stay around for a while.
So, those are just basic questions. The real question is, what is your outlook on mental illness?
Sometimes it's real sad to see, but then there's some people have certain mental illnesses that will make you smile in times that you would never smile before because of the things they say. And sometimes they have the best spirit about them. And then sometimes it can go the other way, but it's life. It's there. So you treat that person as best as you can.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've had to intervene or be the bigger person with someone with a mental illness?
Yes. I, as you know, I wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a young man there that goes to our shows that he has a mind of a, I don't know, he's probably the mind of a 7-year-old, but he's grown.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he don't understand from what's real and what's not. So I've had to, because he'll grab you and not think because he's playing.
Yeah.
But he don't know his strength or nothing like that. And you don't want to grab him back. So you have to say, hey, bud, it's all right. And then walk away to get out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, in situations not with just, like, autism or Down syndrome, like, situations and so, like, mental health problems.
You're talking about where they're sick mm-hmm. and they can't move or can't do nothing? And
well, not sick as in, like mentally sick.
I mean, mentally where they either can't walk, they can't. It affects their whole body, their
mm-hmm.
speech. And my boss's son, has a illness that he will always be a 6-month-old. And it's sad because how his dad is an outgoing baseball player and his son, other son, plays ball, and he just sits in a chair when he's there. And it's sad to see because he's missing out on so much. But they love him just like they love their other son.
Yeah. So what are the most important things that you've learned from life?
Treat others the way you want to be treated. Be good to all people.
And if, say, one of us, JC, Livy,
for the numerous grandkids I have?
Yeah. I didn't know what names to put in there.
It's fine.
Say it was one of us that was with a mental illness. How would you approach the situation if it had never been that way before?
I would see what the limitations was of that mental illness, like, you know, what physically things they could do, what stuff they couldn't do. Then we'd make sure Papa pushed the limits. Because no matter what, it's still a loving heart and a loving child. And if you can make their day just a little better by pushing the limits a little bit, so that even though they don't get hurt, that they're good, they were good.
So if you were to give any advice to me, your children, any children to come in our family, what would it be?
On the situation we're talking about, would be take one day at a time and you'll always get through it, because we can deal with anything that comes in our family or in our life. And of course, we might have to get educated on it a little bit, but that's the good thing about Google.
Thank you.
You're welcome.